The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host today, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stadmiller while he's on an education day out there. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say next Monday with Ron McDonald. He's going to be tuning us in to, New Thought. He's on a lecture series this weekend, so we'll find out Monday what he has to tell us. But I'm happy to sit in. And, it's interesting. Every day you wake up and you kind of say to yourself, what kind of day is it going to be? And sometimes you just want to turn it all off. I know I do personally. And I just want to turn it off. I don't want to read the news. I don't want to watch the news. I just want to go to a nice, soft, calm area and just relax. Doesn't seem possible, does it? It just doesn't seem possible. I try to do that once in a while. And that's why we actually have to have creative outlets to relieve our stress situations, not only in our own work, but what's going on in our daily lives and what's going on in the world. Which brings me to an observation I made a couple days ago. Now, as you probably most know, that I moved out here to down here in Central Florida from North California, where the fires are. And I'm actually right now temporary living in it's kind of a vacation spot on the canals, which overlooks water. And so I sit out in my Florida room. That's that little sweatbox room I told you about earlier, where you leave your sweaty house to go out there in the sweaty Florida room, which has some kind of ventilation, but not that great. But it's actually getting much better out here right now. The weather's improving. Not quite as humid anymore. But I did notice sitting out there with my morning coffee, just trying to just kind of relax before I actually dig into the news and figure out what's going on for my current shows and what's coming up in the future for me. And I noticed a beautiful thing the other day, and I've seen it every day, several times a day, a bald eagle actually flying over the canal to a beautiful live oak tree out here with the moss all over, the Spanish moss. And had me thinking, wow, the founding fathers picked this symbol, the American bald eagle, as a symbol to represent this country. And I have a long history in the military, definitely a military that's changed in my lifetime, and I'm sure even my grandfather's lifetime. So we have a long history of military, my grandfather being a brigadier general, having worked in the Pentagon, and been in three wars. Actually, it was World War I, II, and the Korean War. My brother was a Navy, was in the Navy, an officer in the Navy. My father was a captain in the U.S. Army. I was enlisted, the grunt. I should have gone to college first, then gone in. And I have a full bird colonel for an uncle. So all retired, except myself. I just did the 4 years enlisted and got out. Which brings me to, like I said, the symbol of the American bald eagle. I want to read you something here, very interesting, and then a little criticism of this great symbol, the American bald eagle. The bald eagle was chosen June 20th, 1782, as an emblem of the United States of America because of its long life, great strength, and majestic looks, and also because it was then believed to exist only on this continent. On the backs of our gold coins, the silver dollar, the half dollar, and the quarter, we see an eagle with outspread wings. On the Great Seal of the United States and in many places which are exponents of our national's authority, we see the same emblem. The eagle represents freedom, living as he does as the tops of lofty mountains. Amid the solitary grandeur of nature, he has unlimited freedom, whether with strong pinions he sweeps into the valleys below or upward into the boundless spaces beyond. Now here's the criticism, and then we're going to do a little dissecting on this whole thing here. This is a quote from Benjamin Franklin. "I wish that the bald eagle had never been chosen as the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. He may have seen him perch in some dead trees, where, too, lazy to fish for himself, he watches the labor of the fishing hawk, and when the diligent bird has its length taken to fish, he is bearing it to its nest for the support of his mate and young ones. The bald eagle pursues him and takes it from him. Besides, he is a rank coward. The little kingbird, not bigger than a sparrow, attacks him boldly and drives him out of the district. He is therefore by no means a proper emblem for the brave and honest of America. For a truth, the turkey is a comparison a much more respectable bird, and withal a true original native of America, a bird of courage, and would not hesitate to attack a grandeur of the British guards who would presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." So I am looking at this wonderful, this great bird that flies over my area every day, at least 4 to 5 times a day. I have yet to photograph this bald eagle. I will before I leave here, which is next week because I move into my house then. But it's what the emblem, what the bird actually represents when the founding fathers decided to make the American bald eagle a status symbol for America. Courage, longevity, long life, strength, all those things I think about. And then I see what my government has done to this national emblem and to this country with the military bases. So I did a little searching on the internet to see how many bases do we actually have. And to my best estimate, it looks like we have about 800 U.S. bases in foreign countries. Yes, I said foreign countries. 174 bases are U.S. bases. Now, if you remember back in the 1990s, Donald Rumsfeld at the time was Secretary of Defense. He mentioned decommissioning U.S. bases. And he did that for a reason. If you go back to the PNAC document, the Project for a New American Century, the document stated basically what the objective was to go in the Middle East, of course, overthrow, topple these governments, and secure the natural resources, which would be the oil. So, and then we go back to not only the document itself and all the signatures on that document, agreeing to that plan to control the Middle East oil. But then you also go back about, let's say, 10 years ago, I guess, General Wesley Clark went on record. I think he was on Democracy Now! And he was talking with Amy Goodman saying 7 countries in 5 years. When I go out there on YouTube, you can find the video. It's still out there. I think it's been scrubbed a couple times, but it's back out there. 7 countries, 5 years, General Wesley Clark, and where he talks about the countries that the United States wishes to occupy. And the goal is still on. They're still trying to do that. They're off their schedule, by the way, because the PNAC document is the 1990s. So looking at Syria and Iran as being the last countries on that list in 7 countries in 5 years to occupy. So what we have is complete U.S. hegemony. Here we have a military and a government with the same philosophy as Great Britain did, where they would send in the maritime, they would send the ships out to conquer new lands and conquer the resources and slaves, whatever else they wanted, they needed, conquer it, take it back for the King and Queen of England. So we really kind of have a government and a military philosophy in the Pentagon thinking the same way seek and destroy and conquer and divide and take the resources which you so greatly deserve, and in payback we'll just tell everybody that we're spreading democracy. Well, spreading democracy by sword and blood, isn't that an amazing concept? So, you know, it's really embarrassing is because my grandfather, the Brigadier General Stephen B. Elkins, he would be so ashamed of what his government has turned into, what the military has turned into. And I only did 4 years. I was enlisted. I was in during the Carter era. And so I didn't really see anything. I worked on aircraft, was an aircraft mechanic. But it's the whole power thing that's going on these days with the United States government and their military. They call it nation building. They think it's a good thing. It's not. It's not. It's domination. It's total domination. I mean, just look at the sheer numbers. 800 U.S. bases in foreign countries and 174 of them in the United States. When in the 1990s, when Donald Rumsfeld decided to decommission at least, I think, 100 bases in the United States, we actually had quite a bit more than the 174. It was actually probably closer to 74. There was a reason behind doing all that. Well, he wanted to consolidate, take those bases. What do you need all those U.S. bases for? You really don't need them. It's not necessary. You can't get world domination with having an extra 100 bases in the United States. That's not necessary. But you can if you take those 100 bases, split them up, and decide to use the resources in a foreign land to get what you want. It makes more economic sense if that's your goal. And it was their goal. That's exactly why they broke down those bases in the United States. And they took that extra money and they took those bases, basically, and they started making new bases in other countries. Actually, I actually was at one of those bases that was decommissioned. It was in Altus Air Force Base out of Altus, Oklahoma. And it's interesting because a town of, I'm going to say 30,000 total, 20,000 were military, 10,000 civilians and their daughters. They hated us for good reason. Not me. I was married at the time, so not guilty of chasing any of the farmers' daughters. But when the town died. The town actually died when the base was decommissioned. And now it is a ghost town. I actually looked back at the house I was renting not too long ago, and the house is selling, get this, for $25,000. It's a little small two-bedroom house, a little piece of land. I mean, I'm blown away. $25,000 for a house because the market dropped down. So it's disappointing. It is disappointing of what our government's doing in our good name. And I care so much to turn the clock back on to a more defensive military, where our military actually is protecting us, not actually going out and seeking these wars. We've been, Afghanistan and Iraq for 16 years now. There's no end in sight on that. And I predicted long ago that we would never, ever leave Iraq. We would never leave there. Matter of fact, I theorized that very, very soon after the invasion, the takeover, because they started to build an embassy there. So nobody builds a billion-dollar embassy to leave it there behind. So that was pretty much that was written. That was on the wall, basically, to speak. And they weren't ever going to leave. So how do we turn it all back? I don't know. I have any answers for that. I'd like to think that when I talk about things, I not only can identify problems, but solutions to problems. And I guess only way we could turn back this military, this that is seeking to conquest and take over other nations and the resources, is to have an economic collapse. And the people say, I'm not going to fund it. Put their foot down and I'm not going to pay my taxes, I guess. I don't know. I wish I had a solution to this, because it's going to take a lot of people to put their foot down and say no more. And I don't know, I have an answer for that. I wish I did. But that bald eagle is a beautiful bird. And like I said, it just made me think a little bit about what the founding fathers were thinking, other than Ben Franklin himself. But I did learn also that the male and female bald eagle are identical in size and color. I did not know that, because normally the prettier of the bird species is always the male. But I see them fly over every day, a couple times a day, and it's a beautiful spectacle. But it had me thinking about that a little bit, about why they picked that bird and what it actually stood for. And then I see the real picture of what our government is doing and what our military is all about. And it's very depressing. So as I say, it's nice to turn it all off once in a while and find an alternative to all this, what's going on. I mean, it's every day something, isn't it? Now, see, we had hurricanes. We had a big fire in North California, which we're going to talk about that this Sunday with Ron McDonald. As I will be starting a new show here on RBN, it's 2 to 4 p.m. every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. It's called Off the Beaten Path, and I'll tell you more how I came up with that title on Sunday when I speak with Ron McDonald. But, you know, we look back. This has been, Hollywood has given a nice little logo for the mainstream media this summer. It's called the Summer of Terror. Been reading that quite a bit. It's funny. It's kind of like that little logo that just kind of catches everybody. Talks about the Summer of Terror. Not only is it the attacks, it's, the Las Vegas attack, this current one in Manhattan. And you got the summer storms, and you got the hurricanes, and you got the fires. And, geez, it's just one big mess out there. That's why it's nice to step back once in a while and say, I just can't take another day of this and turn it all off and find some quiet place to reflect on more positive things. But then you have to get back to reality and said, I've got to keep up on this stuff. If I'm going to talk about it, I got to know about it. So here I am today, enjoying a nice day. Other than it was sunny, but less humid, which is nice. I'm getting used to it. The bugs, I'm not sure I'll ever get used to the bugs, but it is nice down here. And I think it was a good change for me to leave California and venture down to Florida. So, well, let's talk about this last little attack from a Muslim in Manhattan, New York. I found it very interesting. I just got some articles today on that. I was reading about it. Of course, radicalized, and it's got all the curtail signs of a false flag. It really does. And other than he didn't die, and he is in captivity, of course, which is interesting because he was stopped shot by an off-duty police officer in the abdomen, which I thought, well, he took him down. And that was on November 1st, and we're the 3rd today. So he would be in the hospital, correct? Abdominal shot. I've seen enough of those in my career as an ICU nurse that to know that's usually a precursor to what we call sepsis, the GI itself disrupted, and you're going to get a problem with what we call sepsis. So he would be in a hospital, correct? He's not in a hospital. He's in a facility, lockdown facility. He's not in a hospital. He's actually in a kind of a detention jail. And they're not talking about any kind of problem with the wound itself. So my wife said, well, maybe it was just a surface wound. But I looked back and it said, well, he was shot in the abdomen, went into surgery, came out of surgery. So he should still be in a hospital, correct? She looked at me, yeah, I guess he would be, especially an abdominal wound like that. So he's not. So a lot of these things just don't make sense. And we've seen in the past where the FBI has kind of groomed some of these people, incited them, got them a little angry, funded them, given them weapons if they needed it, pushed them in the right direction. And then later on, either they stop them and say, look, we're great, we stopped them, or they allow the attack to happen. It's a false flag and they point a finger. So I would hate to be a Muslim living in this country right now. And there are probably a lot of really good people who are of the Muslim faith, but now they've got this radicalized Muslim fear mongering going on. And so, geez, they're going to be on the hot seat every time. Everybody's going to look at them and think, are you the next one who's going to attack somebody? So I'd hate to be in their shoes. We got a caller here from Spokane, Washington. We'll take you after the break. You're listening to the National Intel Report.
Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadler. We're going to go to the phones. We have a caller, Sheldon, in Spokane, Washington. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you see those. I just tuned in and heard you talking about eagles. You may have already said this. But you see an eagle up there, and you see him way, way up there, and you're thinking, you know, that's got to be bigger than a sheet of plywood. And I was driving home somewhere ago, and here's this eagle on the road. And all fish and game, I think, is going to do is throw in the dumpster or maybe dissect it. So I took it down to the Indians, and it's a little smaller or the same size than one of my peacocks, except it's a more skookum, stockier version of the bird, you know? And I talked to this chief guy, and he says, yeah, and he's giving me all this and that. And he says, the older they get, the smaller they get. And that kind of blew me away. So only the young ones are the sheets of plywood as soon as their second year comes and they get their white head. And the little ones are the ones that live out to be up to 20, 30 years, just like the peacocks do. I just thought I'd give you that tidbit.
Right, right. But you got to admit, it's a pretty beautiful thing to see, isn't it, though?
Oh, yeah, it is. The way they just glide like hang gliders, like we used to in the air, and just flat maybe once every 5 minutes, and they just never seem to run out of energy riding those thermals. Right. Have a good year, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, let's get back to what I was talking about here about this latest attack. And there's something as a kicker to this whole thing is that, and John Stadmiller's talked about this, and I've mentioned it several times before, and on these false flag events, and is a term called blowback. There's two terms you're never going to hear in mainstream media. It's blowback. You'll never hear that term ever. And you'll never hear false flag event. And the reason why you won't is because you'd research them a little bit, and you'd find out exactly what causes both. Blowback is basically the repercussions of your actions. And in this case, what we're doing in all these Muslim countries. And, you know, a couple of days ago, another thing happened to me. I have a lot of little things happen to me, and I write them down just so I can talk about them another time. But I stepped out of my car, beautiful sunny day, looked up, beautiful sky, some big clouds. But I stepped out of my car, and I noticed that a strange feeling came over me, a very strange feeling came over me, in that I felt free, at least for the moment. I felt free, uninhibited. And I thought to myself, I feel this way right here, right now. But somewhere thousands of miles away, there's a Marine kicking down a door in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Niger, and they are doing horrendous things in my name, the name of my great country, and all for dominance and world power. And here I walk out, and I don't see it. I don't know it, but I do know what's going on. And the mainstream media, of course, war is not on the front page any longer. It's way back there. You're never going to see, you know, pictures of war, what's going on truly. They learned their lesson from Vietnam on that one. That's what helped bring it all to an end, because the American people are a kind, good people. They wouldn't stand for that. So, of course, the media is controlled by the government. They're basically just a megaphone for Washington. So whatever they're told to say, they'll say. And if they're told not to report certain things or show gruesome pictures of what happens when a drone strikes a village and kills innocent men, women, and children, they're not going to show you that stuff. So out of sight, out of mind. But it's happening. So I walk out, a beautiful sunny day where I am, and murder, destruction, death, thousands of miles away. I cannot see, but I know it's happening. We're going to go back to the phones. Abdul in Minneapolis, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Mr. Oak, and glad to hear you on the network. And welcome to my former state of Florida, and I hope it's embracing you, and I'm sure it will. I just want to touch upon that eagle comment that the last caller made. I had an eagle. I've been seeing the same eagle fly around my house for the last 4 years, and I want to know what that means. But just to touch upon,
Abdul, hold that thought 1 second. We got a commercial break. Abdul, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Go back to the phones with Abdul. Go ahead and finish up, Abdul. What you got?
Just a couple things. I will be brief. I mentioned this before. You saw that article about the imam out of New York that was warning de Blasio about the terrorist activities and warning that there could be attacks that could be coming in the near future. Did you read that article or discuss it at all?
I actually did. I have not discussed it, but I did. I can hear your bird back there. Yeah, I did discuss
right.
that. Yeah. And, you know, I also sent an article to John Stadmiller about about Oklahoma being revisited again for another terrorist false flag. Somewhere along the way, I caught some article on that and sent that over, and it was actually on the website for RBN if you take a look at that. But no, I did hear about Mayor Blasio talking about that, and you know, it's always funny because I think I did a little research. One of my good connections in Chicago, Rob out of Chicago, who calls in quite a bit, I believe there were some training exercises going on again. There always appears to be some kind of training exercise when these things take off, these false flags. And so did you hear any more than that?
No, I just, it's funny that that happened because I had mentioned on the show a while back that we need more Muslim leaders to speak out against the terrorism, the things that are going on in the community, to shed light on it so that the American people, Christians and Jews and whoever in America, knows that that we do understand the problem and that we will address the problem, that there's a voice for that. And that article came out. I was like, wow, here it is, somebody, a Muslim leader, that is warning de Blasio about the issues at hand. And what does he do? He flies over to Germany to protest Trump and to support Antifa and the nonsense that's going on over there. And the last point I wanted to make with you is that it seems like to me this is like the second coming of the Crusades. To me, like the way the buildup is, like pitting the Christians against Muslims or Jews against Christians and so on and so forth, it's like they're setting up the second crusade, because as you and I both know, that many people are ignorant of our own history and the history of the world. So it's like they're trying to reinvigorate that whole notion as we need a new crusade to pass the agenda that they have planned for our society. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I agree. Well, you know, it is about division. It's dividing this country, and this country is very divided. I think we've always had some kind of division, the race division, but it's even more so now. It, you know, black is white, white is black. Everything is the opposite. Where what bathroom should we use now? I mean, everything has been tossed on its head. I have never seen this in my life. I would have never, ever theorized that we'd be in the situation of redefining the definition of is on everything you can think of. And Antifa, I mean, we'll be talking about Antifa a little bit later tonight before the show ends, because there is a big protest, you know, tomorrow on the 4th. And I had some a great clip I want to play on that, and some advice for people, you know, don't participate. Do not encounter these people. And the video, the audio portion of that's going to be pretty explicit. But we can't give them what they want. And we got to be smarter than that. And we are smarter than that. The RBN listeners are some of the smartest people I've ever listened to. I mean, I listen to a lot of different hosts, and the callers come in, and most of them are pretty sharp people. That's kind of why I want to be part of this group. And you know, it's a learning lesson for me also, but I do believe the division thing is part of the Agenda 21 plan to divide us all and basically try to group us all into one, so you can control one much easier than you can control several different races. So basically that's the Agenda 21 plan, is to divide us all, but then group us into one, and we're easy to control.
Right. And last thing, real quick, the music that comes in and out. I love the music that is selected for the programs here. And one thing I know that is missing in our culture and our society is the music that makes us aware of the issues and the politics that are going on in our community. And I think that is an important element to help people to know what's going on. Because in the music in the 60s and the 50s, and so on and so forth, was so passionate, and they had their ears on the street or in politics, and they spoke about that, and they made music, and it was beautiful, and people could understand and learn from that and appreciate that. Nowadays, not so much. I think if we get back to that, making music that involves politics and helping people and all that, I think that would be helpful too. But thanks for taking my call.
No, I agree with that. Did respond to that. Yes, the 60s were very, very political. We had Bob Dylan. We had a lot of people, John Lennon, talking about anti-war and peace marches and things like that. And that actually made it, and it had an impact, quite an impact in stopping Vietnam itself. And I think artists who have tried that in this day and age have not been so successful. They've been targeted. I remember the Dixie Chicks coming out and singing something that not being supportive of the war effort. And George Bush was at the time, Jr., was the president, and he came after them. Hollywood and all the music industry, everybody seemed to attack the Dixie Chicks for, you know, turning it around instead of, you know, saying, because they care so much about this country and they care about our soldiers and unjust wars. But they turned it around and, you know, basically said, you're unpatriotic, and ruined their careers for a little while until people started to wise up and say, you know what, we were lied to, the weapons of mass destruction. Everything we were told about Saddam Hussein was a complete lie, and they're over there stealing the oil. So Dixie Chicks were right on the money, you know. But I would like to see more in the music industry to be more political. And I don't know if you knew this, but the FBI actually had 25,000 documents on John Lennon, trying to find any way to have him deported back to England because of his anti-war movement. So we know people of peace don't live very long. Peace does. The peacemongers don't live very long.
They really don't. In all communities and all aspects of life. So,
right.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll let you get back to doing a great job that you're doing.
Hey, thanks, Abdul. Appreciate it. We're going to go out to, actually, before I go up to the next caller here, I need to do a plug for the network here. We're in a fund drive, of course. We always are. We're trying to make enough money to pay the bills, the back bills, and so we can stay here and keep educating you, and we can keep educating ourselves. But if you could send whatever, I'm not going to mention any denominations, but we are in a fund drive, so whatever you can provide for the network is appreciated. So you can send your snail mail check to 2251 Double Creek Drive. It's, of course, Republic Broadcast Network. Round Rock, Texas, suite number 302-78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, suite 302-78664. Or you can call Mike right now. I think he's in the studio there. He's probably playing with his little spinner I gave him when I was out there at Round Rock. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Today is Open Lines Friday. I want to hear what's on your mind. I know what's on my mind, and I've got a lot of stuff on my little clipboard here I can discuss, but I also want to hear what you have to say. This is a listener-supported network. I want to hear what you have to say. Comments, problem identification, solutions. I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to go back to the phones, and we got Mike in New York. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, sir?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I was talking to one of the co-hosts on my podcast, and he sent me over a very disturbing image on our Discord forum. Now, he is a victim, or narrowly a victim, of these California fires that have been going on. Mm-hmm. And he posted this picture up. The police are going around giving citations out to people with burnt-out cars. So there's literally people going through the scraps of their houses right across the street. Meanwhile, the police they take it upon themselves to put citations on people's cars. We just lost everything.
That doesn't quite make much sense, does it?
No, it's just another example of the police state rent-seeking on an already broken country.
Yeah. Well, there's a little thing called ICLEI. I don't know if I'll probably discuss it with Ron McDonald on Sunday, because my good friend Ron still lives in Northern California. And as I predicted, in ICLEI, they talked about sustainability. In their plan is basically, I don't know if you've ever seen The Hunger Games. In The Hunger Games, the goal was basically to place everybody in districts, force them out of the higher elevations down into the lower elevations, and basically put them in districts, and which is crazy because, I mean, it's Hollywood, but it's actually kind of being lived out in this philosophy. And in ICLEI, the Sustainability Act, that they're actually kind of doing that. So what's being talked about right now is the area that I lived in is secure right now because it's in the lower valley in Northern California. But the higher elevations, a place called Fountain Grove, places like that, they're saying now they may not allow people to go back and rebuild in these areas. And that actually follows the ICLEI guidelines of what they want to do on the Sustainability Act. So there is a drive to take away these lands. And we saw that with the Bundys, you know, taking the land from them and government taking land grabs. But this is exactly what I theorized was going to happen. And then it came in the paper just the other day that they're talking about, well, we don't think we're going to allow people to build in those areas again. Or they'll make the restrictions so hard that you can't build in there, and plus insurance agencies will not be able to insure you. So nobody's going to build an area where they can't be insured. So they're doing a great job in putting this plan through to force everybody down into the center, basically, to control them in the center. And all these beautiful places that you used to be able to live in are now going to be zoned off, and they're going to be make sanctuaries or whatever, and you can't even go there anymore. So, you know, it's like a Hollywood scripted movie, except it is becoming a reality there in California. I saw that with the oyster beds. They had an oyster farm there, and these people really took care of this oyster farm, this sanctuary here. They really took care of it because that's their livelihood, right? So they're going to protect the waters, and they're going to harvest what they need. They're going to make sure that they have sustainability, that they're not going to fish all the oysters out of this area here. They're going to make sure they have, you know, generation after generation, because that's their livelihood. The government came in and they said, no, we're going to declare this a bird sanctuary or something. And they forced these people off this land, this little area here off the coast, took all their rights away, and basically put them out of business. But we're seeing that in Northern California. And Ron and I are going to talk about that a little bit more. Like I said, he's still there. I'm trying to drag him down here to Florida, or at least drag him somewhere else, because they're in trouble. I mean, not only do they have a housing crunch problem before the fire, and I know five people who lost their homes, burnt to the ground, five that I know. And there wasn't enough housing to begin with, and now there's so few houses. And I have no clue. 8,700 between buildings and businesses and homes burnt down, and over, 1,000 people in homes that were displaced. I have no clue where these people are going to live. But I don't know. And they're already looking up for new – they're already dreaming up new taxes. They're talking about the DMV tax going up. Water taxes are going up. They're finding taxes wherever they can get them. And what I was really angry when I was living there was that the taxes were never going to where they were supposed to go. Never. The gas tax was supposed to be used for schools and for roads. And California has some of the absolute worst roads you will ever see. I'm very happy with the roads down here in Florida, by the way. But some of the worst roads you will ever see in Northern California. Now, if there is a nice road, it's because it's next to a nice million-dollar winery, and they know somebody to get the road paved. Other than that, terrible roads. I have kids knocking on my door asking for money for their school so they can get school supplies. Now, why is that happening? So this money that is being generated through the gas tax is being skimmed. For what? I don't know. I can assume it's probably from some pension plans, government pension plans, but it's not going for roads. It's not going for kids and schools. So I finally called it. I finally said, that's enough. I've had enough. I've been here 9 years. I think the goal was 10. And I said, that's it. My wife and I agreed California was not the place to stay. Now, even worse. I mean, I couldn't have lucked out any more than I had. If I had stayed, my home would be worth nothing as a resale, and we sold at the height of the market, so we got out, and then 2 weeks later, the fire starts. So I feel for the people there. I'm still going to work hard to expose the corruption in California. There's a lot of corruption there. I mean, the place is being run by Governor Moonbeam. The sanctuary state now, and that's another thing that pushed me out, was the sanctuary state. I mean, he declared it a sanctuary state.
I'm thinking now, with all these people's homes and businesses burnt to the ground, what a perfect time for these insurance companies to, you know, not pay up so that these people can get forcibly removed from their own land because they can't rebuild there. Or they take so long to get them their settlement that a lot of these people are just going to pack up and move elsewhere.
I see. What I actually see to happen is the same thing as the banking industry is bailout. The insurance companies don't want to use any of their own money, very little if they have to. They're going to be asking for government bailout, and the government's already saying we're going to have to spend billions and billions to Northern California rebuild. But, you know, the insurance carriers, they're greedy people. They don't want to use any of their own money, very little if they have to. They're going to be asking government for bailouts and those things, and they'll keep their secures. You know, they'll keep everything secure, but they're not going to give much of their own. They'll ask for the bailout, my guess. That's just a theory.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a good one,
hey,
sir.
Take care. Yep. Roxanne in Texas, you're on the National Intel Report.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. I want to talk about, because you and I and your wife seem to all be medical types, but I want to talk about abdominal cavity injuries.
Yep.
So you got that high energy transfer of kinetic energy via gunshot. It's propelled by the powder, right? Because
I would say there is some cauterization from a bullet. Definitely when it goes in, it will sear as it goes through. Hold on a second. We've got another commercial break. So hang on here. Another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We go
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm going to have to agree with Abdul. The music does make the show sometimes. It just, Mike, you're doing a great job on the music today. Bumper music, great job. Roxanne, go ahead and finish what you were talking about, the abdominal injury.
Well, we know the high transfer, you know, of energy is, it's very unpredictable. It could hit the liver, it could hit the spine, it could hit the kidney. And then all these shots or these pulse flags, whatever you want to call it, things. What is you as a nurse? You got to do transfusion, you got IV fluids, you got nasal gastric tubes. Got endothelial tract tubes, but and these people are not able to be up in 2 days. Is that a right assessment or not, sir?
Yes, you get it. I got it. My wife got it. And no, yes. Yeah, you're right.
And especially in the Boston bombing, this guy lost both legs, was up in 2 days in a wheelchair. Boston Strong. It's in our faces. And I ask the medical community, why aren't we standing up to this? It's in our faces. It's about the tissue density. Okay, mm-hmm. There's a forward movement that creates that tunneling, and I guess it's quantum tunneling. But nonetheless, we in the medical community just sit back and do nothing. It's embarrassing.
Well, don't say not all of us. Not all of us do. There was a nurse in Utah that stood up for the rights of a patient. Remember, they were trying to draw blood from him, and she went to jail for it. But
she got
actually
beat
was,
up, right?
Yeah, she did. I haven't heard much on that lately. I was kind of going to try to reach her and see if I can get her on the show.
Of his license or his. Yeah. Patrol badge or whatnot, but we in the medical community have just stood by and said, "Oh boy, this is horrific." And as our hospitals get millions of dollars to shut up, is what's going on.
Yeah,
is what I
think. Yeah, well, I agree with you. I caught that right away. Go ahead.
And you can talk to anybody in your hospital, but when I started in 1974 in the medical business, we only had four-story hospitals. They are 17 and above-story hospitals. You don't get like that when you say, doctor, you did something wrong. Nurse, x-ray tech, somebody did something wrong. You just shut up. And it's whether it's politics, whether it's medicine, whether it's banking, people shut up because they want to pay their rent.
Right. Hey, Roxanne, hold on for a second. I got a couple questions for you. Hang on. Hang around.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.